A border wall wouldn't help Tony Sedgwick sleep better at night. In fact, quite the opposite.
This wall is a symbol of failure. It's a symbol of practices that didn't work. It's a symbol of fear.
From a gusty ridge, Sedgwick traces the silhouette of the existing fence climbing across the folds of this craggy landscape. His family has ranched near the Arizona border, south of Tucson, since the 50s.
I ride down through this valley late afternoon, and I hear the hawks, and it's just the most beautiful place in the world.
A place where a wall makes little sense to Sedgwick, a self-described conservative. He says it threatens what he loves about this rugged stretch of the Sonoran Desert.
We'll see big cats, we'll see little cats, what they call lions here, leones, we'll see raccoon prints, we'll see coyotes, we'll see all kinds of animal prints.
And how wildlife negotiate a wall is also a big concern for the Sierra Club's Dan Millis, who works with ranchers like Sedgwick.
It's just an arbitrary line that's drawn across a very diverse region.
The border spans nearly 2,000 miles, and the proposed wall could affect more than 100 endangered species, jaguars, Mexican gray wolves, plus a host of migratory birds.
We have animals that aren't able to move across the border. And in addition, we have water.
Millis and Sedgwick head down to the riverbed, where the current fence gives way to smaller vehicle barriers. Sedgwick gestures to a pile of twisted steel and debris, the evidence of damage done by flash flooding here.
It's a roiling, dark mess. There's dead cows in there. There are trunks of trees. There are cars. It is extraordinary, the power.
Constructing an impenetrable wall, as President Trump has called for, will only exacerbate these flooding problems, says Millis.
It would be a dam. It would be toppled. It just wouldn't work at all.
But the first thought about a wall is safety for Pat King. Her family has ranched here for more than a century. She recounts one harrowing story after another. Drug busts, bodies found on their land, people destitute wandering into their home.
The horrors that went on. We'd have women come in and they were holding each other's hands, both hands, and they just had a death grip. We would assure them that, you know, you'll be okay, you'll be okay. No, they must have gone through hell.
It's not that King doesn't care about the environment, though. She works on conservation issues in this valley and pulls out a photo from 10 years ago depicting heaps of trash strewn across the desert.
Where it was about a four-hour walk from their pickup point.
Meaning people crossing from Mexico ditched their clothes, garbage,
and cans and everything. It was enormous. You didn't even walk on the ground. You were walking on all of this stuff.
It's unsightly. We'd rather not have it, but it's hardly the biggest problem. The biggest problems are the problems being created by uninformed and uncontrolled enforcement.
Roger McManus is a conservation biologist. Before moving to Tucson, he and his wife, Dinah Baer, an environmental attorney, spent much of their careers in Washington working for the federal government.
The largest waiver of law in American history was passed by Congress for border barriers in 2005 in the Real ID Act.
Baer points out that more than 35 laws can be bypassed in service of securing the border. So, as far as environmental regulations,
normally under the Endangered Species Act, the Border Patrol would have to consult with the Fish and Wildlife Service. How do we best avoid as much damage as possible while still achieving the goal of the project? They don't have to do that.
This is like a country in which the laws don't really matter.
That makes people like McManus and Baer concerned a border wall could go up with little regard for the environmental consequences. Will Stone, KJZZ News, reporting from the Arizona-Mexico border.